Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Georgie with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the South Brisbane Lactalis Milk Factory will be closing in July, with Queensland's oldest and largest milk processing company inviting development opportunities on West End's riverfront. The French company announced that the closure would not impact Queensland farmers, however, over 200 factory workers will be affected after another 50 were left jobless due to Lactalis's Rockhampton factory closure. We also recognise the impact this decision will have on the South Brisbane team, many of whom have contributed to the site and the Paul's business for decades, said Lactalis spokesperson Mal Cassidy. The closure of the site follows pushes from the Crisafulli government and private sector to further develop the area.
A man in northern Queensland was attacked by a crocodile and is now in stable condition in hospital. Emergency services were called to the Ingham Forest Beach Road at Victoria Plantation in the Shire of Hinchinbrook before 9 a.m. from reports of an animal attack. A spokesperson from Queensland Ambulance Service said the man in his 20s has suffered from puncture wounds in his back legs and one of his hands.
In national news, Gilmore Space Technologies has secured a funding grant from the National Reconstruction Fund Corporation. The taxpayer-funded investment of $75 million will be used in furthering the development of its Gold Coast operations as well as the Bowen Spaceport. Astronomer Rebecca McElroy from the University of Southern Queensland sees the move as an important opportunity for Australia's stake in the space sector, stating that space is part of the future and investing in that is only going to result in returns. In July last year, Gilmore Space Technologies declared their 14-second launch a success, marking the event the first Australian-designed and manufactured orbital rocket to successfully launch on home soil.
The National Disability Insurance Scheme's NDIS assessment tool to determine support has not been tested on a variety of disabilities, including diverse autistic needs, which can lead to tragedies if more research is not conducted. NDIA announced in September that they had procured the instrument for classification and assessment of support needs, also known as the ICAN tool, to be used as the basis of determining support plans for NDIS patients. Jenny Karavolis, co-chair of the Australian Autism Alliance, said there were elements of ICAN that were welcome. However, they have not yet endorsed the tool because we haven't found any studies that show it can reliably capture the diversity of autistic needs.
In international news, a recently published study by researchers from the United Nations has warned that the world is in the midst of a global water supply bankruptcy, with over 170 million hectares of farmland considered to be under high stress. After decades of high rates of extraction, current water supplies in lakes and rivers are said to already be in a post-crisis state of failure, with salinization being one of the major factors in cropland becoming unusable. The report attributes this crisis to unsustainable practices in global warming due to climate change, and urges countries to take immediate action to alleviate the 75% of the global population currently living in countries facing water insecurity.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with chances of possible shower. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is medium and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.